Hey, welcome back everyone to another episode of the Black Directory Podcast. I'm your host, Diamond Young, and thanks for tuning in today. Today we will be playing a replay episode. Yes, a replay. This is my first time doing this, but I've seen this before and I think it's such a great idea to take some time and go back to some older episodes. I think that our platform, the app, the podcast, we're growing so much. And especially when it comes to podcasts, sometimes you just click on the latest episodes. And I want to make sure that if you haven't watched or listened to any other episode, you've listened to the very first episode. It's super important because it was recorded on our anniversary. It was our first episode. My mom was there, which was cool. She hopped in the driver's seat of the episode and she actually interviewed me, which was really cool. And we were just able to capture the true essence of Black Directory and our mission. So we were able to talk about how I started Black Directory a few months before the pandemic and a recap of just our first year in business and how the death of George Floyd pushed me to release Black Directory before I was even ready to launch. I was so scared. And how to just learn how to get out of your own way and lean into your craft. And we just talked about so many things. And it really is just one of those foundational episodes. And I definitely want to make sure that anyone that's listening, that you hear the episode and really get a sense of who we are and who we serve. So please check out the episode if you haven't heard it before. I hope you enjoy. And yeah, let me know what you think.
I just remember being on Twitter and Instagram and friends like, release it. You have to do it. And looking and seeing for the first time to this magnitude, people were looking for anything.
Yes,
they didn't
yes.
care what it was. I saw spreadsheets. God, yes. I saw all sorts of things. People that didn't even have a website, but just people wanted the information. They didn't even care.
You're listening to the Black Directory Podcast, where we focus on bringing Black entrepreneur experiences to the forefront. Each week, we will discuss the highs, the lows, and everything in between. I'm your host, Diamond Young. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Black Directory Podcast, Episode 1. It is your host, Diamond Young, and I am so excited to bring you this podcast. This has been a long time coming. And for today's episode, I really wanted it to be just the introduction episode for you to get to know who I am. What is Black Directory about? Who are we? What are we doing? And how do you fit into the picture? Where do you get involved? Do you even want to get involved? So today will be a very special episode because for my first episode, I am having my mom here, Trisha Brown, from North Carolina. She came to visit me. I'm in Houston, so she came to visit me. And we wanted to do this episode together. And we had this cool idea that she could interview me because I would spend most of these podcast episodes interviewing other people and for you to just get to know these other Black businesses. But it is so important to just really inform you all on just who we are, why we're doing what we're doing, and we just thought it would be very special. So, hey, Mom.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to be here. Again, my name is Trisha Brown, and I am the mother of Diamond.
Hey. Hey, Mom.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Awesome,
of course.
Awesome.
I would not want to start it any other way. So this is really full circle for me. I remember wanting to do this podcast last year, but I knew that it was too soon. It wasn't time. So I knew that I would want to do it this year in 2021.
Yes,
so
yes.
It is very, very full circle to be here in my apartment, in my living room, just creating this with you. It is very special. And before we get into everything else, I just want to give you a chance to introduce yourself, let them know your entrepreneurial path, and you all can see where I get it from. So go ahead, Mom.
Yes, of course, no problem. Well, my name again is Trisha Brown. I'm also known as Style by Trisha B. I've been an entrepreneur in the hair industry for the past 25 years. Maybe a little bit more, but okay. So I kind of see where Diamond possibly got a little bit of this stuff from. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, tell them, I want them to know a little bit more as far as it's not like you just did hair and you were just behind the seat. You were also on some shoots.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
So I do a lot of behind the scene model shoots, and that is like right now my little baby. I love it. I enjoy it. And which also taught me about flipping your gift. And so I always use that line, flip your gift, because sometimes you can do something. Like I said, I did hair 20 plus years. You get burned out. You're doing the same thing. And you're like, what next? What now? What's going to bring me joy? What can I do? And it's amazing how I kind of fell into that. You know, somebody that knew somebody needed a hairstylist for a photographer, and it just grew from there. And so now I'm in that season. So I've seen the highs, the lows of the industry, the changes. I remember when we first started doing hair back in the day, they were selling DVDs of how to do styles. So now you get styles for free on YouTube. And, you know, just adjusting. Yeah. All businesses have an adjustment. After so many years, someone will always come by that do it better, quicker, faster. But they don't realize it does take the money out of other people's pockets. And so you have to constantly, constantly adjust. And I think my children being in that environment where I always hustled out the kitchen, hustled in any by any means necessary, and legal, of course.
Right.
But they were always around that go get it, no excuse. You got it, you can do it. And if there were things that they wanted, or, you know, mom, I need money. And even if I had it, I would definitely make them work for it, in which I could see the benefit. They probably hated me back then, but they get it now. So I remember Diamond and our brothers, the first thing was candy. It was candy. It was like, okay, well, hey, here's a couple of dollars. Go get some candy and flip that candy and sell that. And so then they did that. And I remember Diamond, even as a little girl, I was doing hair. Diamond and her friends would be outside washing the clients' cars. So that entrepreneur, that thing has always been there. And it starts off as such a small seed, and it just blossoms and grow. And I feel like that all those little moments of selling candy and doing these things, that it kind of grew into this moment that we have today. That was the foundation and the groundwork of, I can do this. I can go get it by any means necessary. If this don't work, I'll try this. But just knowing that anything that you want, any goal that you have, it is obtainable. It may take time. It may take creativity. It may take thought, process, trials, errors, but it can happen. It can happen. I'm super excited about where we are today. I'm super excited about what all this has come down to in this moment of starting Black Directory. This is just super amazing. So let's talk about you now, Diamond.
Okay.
Let's talk about you.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive in. The question I have, when did you know, or can you remember when you realized that you had that it, that my mind is different, the business side? The entrepreneurship.
Like you were saying, we always were up to something as kids, like whether it was selling candy, shoveling snow, raking leaves. I just remember all the different phases of just trying to make money and not even knowing what was really being poured into us at the time. But I'll never forget when I went to college my freshman year, I just wanted to make some money. And I thought, oh, I could clean people's dorms.
Yes, I remember that.
I could clean people's dorms. And I bought a Swiffer mop. I bought all these cleaning supplies. Yes. I made a flyer. Mm-hmm. I put it down. The school made me, I put it up and the school made me take it down because I wasn't a part of an organization doing it. But that's when I knew I'm, you know, I have something. Like I'm always up to something. I'm always thinking of things. And I would try to clean people's dorms before their parents would come. So that's what that was. But I just knew I always was on to something or doing something. I just couldn't find my thing. I just didn't know what it was at the time. And then, you know, eventually you come and you come across what you're supposed to be doing and everything you've did before just all makes sense. And you're preparing, you're really being prepared for some moment. You just don't know what it is at the time. So I would say that's when I knew.
What is one of the biggest challenges that you found along the way when, you know, you have your mind set on this is what I want to do, and then you hit a wall? What does that look like?
I think the biggest challenge is you being your own critic, your biggest critic. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge, because a lot of times you're in your own head.
Yes.
For one reason or another, it may be imposter syndrome, insecurities, lack of funding. It can look different for different people, or seeing people that are doing what you're trying to do. But that was the biggest challenge, is getting out of my own way, I would say. Just letting myself just, and being okay with not knowing everything. I think I'm one of those people where I know a little about a lot. Like I like to research and know how to do something. And sometimes being a perfectionist and having to come to terms with, I think someone told me, this is not you never start with your final product. So everyone has a first product or a first movie script or first draft of a book, and it's supposed to get better. So I like to come out swinging, and I want the best website, and I want all these followers, and I want all these things. And it's okay to embrace the season that you're in and grow from there. So stop being such a critic and let myself go through that process that everyone else has to go through. And we always hear about overnight success, but it's like, it's okay to be in your season on that page of the book that you're on at that time, mm-hmm. and just embracing that overall. So that's something that is like a big thing. It's ongoing, but it's essential, is significant. It's something that you can't really skip over.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be challenges, and you have to pivot. Knowing how to pivot is so important.
Yes. It just so happens, not that it was pre-planned this way, but it just so happens that this is Black Directory's first year anniversary. And I am super, super excited, Diamond. Oh my God. Oh my
goodness. It is our birthday, June 4th, 2020. Black Director is born, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. It's been such a journey, to say the least.
Yes.
A lot of tears, a lot of laughing. We're going to get more into it, but this episode is very special. Mom, tell them where we are right now.
Oh my God. Well, right now we're in Houston, Texas. Yes, Houston. Who would have ever known?
In my apartment.
In your apartment.
Recording.
Yes, yes. So we thought that what would be the very first thing that we would like to talk about, and I think that it's just perfect because we can definitely talk about Black Directory, how you came up with Black Directory. And I'm just honored to have been a part of that process. We've been through so much as a nation, as a people, even you yourself in transitions. And so I'm sure everybody probably want to know, how did it all begin? Where did it start? And it's probably going to be a little different than what everybody expects, because they probably thinking with everything that we went through in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and the George Floyd incident and everything. But this actually was in process prior to that.
Yeah.
Now, who knew that how it would connect? But I'm going to let you tell how you, I don't want to tell your business, girl, but I want you to tell everybody how you came up with this idea.
Yeah. So after college, I kind of moved around a little bit trying to find full-time employment. And I was blessed to receive my tech job in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I lived there. And just to give a little bit more context, I went to HBCU. I grew up in North Carolina. So yes, North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. But I went to an HBCU. So I was kind of spoiled with being around people that looked like me, Black people. I didn't really have to search far and wide. So when I moved to a place where it was different, I would say, it was very hard to figure out how to navigate. And I've experienced that before when I lived in West Palm Beach in 2017. So it was that same kind of experience where I'm like, okay, how do I find a Black doctor? Where do I get my hair done? Are there any Black nail salons here? Where's the Black bakeries? Just trying to figure it out for myself. And some of you listeners may relate, when you move somewhere new, and if you don't have family there, friends there, you're like waiting to get placed in some group me, some channel, some group chat. And you're waiting for someone, not waiting, but you're hoping to connect with someone that can give you a lay of the land of that area, of that location. And you're relying on word of mouth, because especially at that time, Google was not reliable. You'll search Black XYZ and it would show businesses that were white or not Black or just inaccurate, or closed or whatever. And that's when I just knew that, okay, I need to create something that is going to make this easy for people, something that's a one-stop shop. You can go to one place and it's for us, by us, and you know that you can find what you need. So it really started just living in a place where I was without, or I couldn't really quite figure out how to find Black businesses. And it was, everything was on word of mouth, and I just didn't want that experience. And I thought maybe someone else is feeling the same.
You know, that's so important that we're able to find ourselves. And I think that, or your perception may be, you know, why Black only, or is this racist, things of that nature. But the issue is we can find everybody else. We just can't find us. And I'm just like, let's just be fair and real about it. We don't have a problem finding everybody else. We don't have a problem finding Asians and nail salons. And we don't have a problem finding the banks, and they're on every corner. So no one is hidden but us. And it's not racist. It's not putting, you know, it's time. It's time. It's overtime. And if we don't do it, it won't be done. We as a people, we as a culture, we deserve this. And I think it's an honor to finally be at the point where we ourselves even realize we can't find us. So a lot of times people will be like, no, everybody is important. All lives matter. All lives do matter, but we just want to be in the draw. We just want to know where we are. And I think it's important that we owe it to ourselves. Like, why not? Why not? But like you said, it wasn't even about that in the beginning. It's about the bare minimum. You can't find your own people, your own food. One thing about Texas, now you're just blessed and fortunate because everybody, you know, don't have those restaurants popping.
Foodie City. All day. And that is something I'm excited about with Houston. Yes. It's Black business galore here. It's endless. Goodness. So this is definitely going to be fun, just creating roots here and growing up this side first. But I want to back it up for a little bit because, you know, that's pretty much how I came up with the idea. But I want to walk you through the timeline just a little bit.
Yes.
So March 2020 was, hey, I came up with this for the first time. I think at that point, my job, I think we were just starting to transition to working from home, or we were about to. It was something close to that date, like that first week of March. And I just went to an event. I had a friend in the Bay Area. She's a DJ. I was there to support her event. And we were able to see some of the Black different vendors at the event. And I just had a conversation with a person there. And we were like, oh my gosh, like this should be a website for this or something, a place where we can go for this. It stuck with me. It stuck with me so much that during that time, I just was in build phase. Like, I have to do this. I feel led to do this, which is a whole nother conversation. How do you know you feel led to do something? But I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. So I just went for it. No experience. I'm not a coder. I'm not an engineer, a web developer. I just figured it out. And I knew that it was something that I had to do, felt led to do. So I started creating around March 2020. And George Floyd died, unfortunately. He died on May 25th, 2020. And a week later, on June 4th, I was launching. And I remember feeling like I was not ready. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready. The website's not perfect. I don't know. I don't want to do this. And I just remember, I just remember being on Twitter and Instagram and friends like, release it. You have to do it. And looking and seeing for the first time to this magnitude, people were looking for anything. They didn't care what it was. I saw spreadsheets. I saw all sorts of things. People that didn't even have a website, but just people wanted the information. They didn't even care how it looked and in what form. They just knew, wow, we have to pour into our own. Like, I feel like everyone for once was on the same page, going so hard about, okay, we need to Black dollars and we need to put it back in our communities and where can I find this? And people wanted that information so bad. And I had to release. I did not, I wasn't ready, but it was just answering that call and knowing that I may have not been ready on June 4th, 2020, but I knew that it would be okay and I would figure it out. But I was so scared. But I just wanted to give a little bit more insight into what that time really looked like. So yes, I created it before everyone was looking for it. But, you know, that's amazing within itself how I'm a very spiritual person, but how God can be preparing you for something and you don't even know what you're being prepared for.
That's right. So much bigger than who you are, what your capabilities are, what you think your abilities are, you know, and when it's time, it's time. And just to piggyback a little bit off of what Diamond is saying, I think it's so important. And although we did have such a horrific situation that happened with George Floyd, I think that his death definitely woke up our soul as a people, as a nation. And what we want for Black Directory is it's not about an emotional change, but more of a permanent change, a way of life. Black Directory needs to be a way of life. And when you look at it like that, then you won't join or you won't become a part of because of your emotions to get back or, No. We really should have been doing this a long time ago. And it's important. It's important for us, my generation, Diamond's generation, the next generation, that we have this established, grounded, put together for many, many, many years to come so that we know where we are and we can support each other. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm so excited. I am so excited. As you probably can tell, I have such a passion for this and it's Diamond's baby and I'm the grandma.
Oh my goodness.
This is Diamond's baby. Yes, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
It's so many times I wanted to quit. And it was so beyond me after a while. You know, it's just so much bigger than me. And I knew that I have to do this. I have to do this. It's one of those things you can't shake. For those entrepreneurs out there listening, I'm sure you know what I mean. You can't quite shake it. You see it in your dreams. You even when you want to quit, it just keeps coming back, or you'll have these great moments that keep you going. It keeps you along that path, even when you want to get off the path. And that's why I have my mom here for this episode, because we had this idea like, you know what, for future episodes, I'm going to be interviewing Black businesses and telling those stories that we may not hear all the time, but we wanted to make sure that we could have space for me to be interviewed for once and just for you to get that insight so you know why we're doing what we're doing. Like, what is this? What is it about? And it's about us.
It is. It is. And it's also about if you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have something that you want to do and it's not going to be easy. And it's not a piece of pie. And so many times you see everybody comes up with a business. Everybody has a brand. Constantly, every single day, you see new stores, new clothes, new shoes, new ideas, podcasts, and things of that nature on our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And you may feel like, I'm moving fast enough. I'm not giving enough. I'm not as good. And I want you to put that to the side. Throw that mess in the trash can. You be the best you. Yeah. And there's always space for your part. It's always space for the piece of the puzzle that you have that only you can bring to the table. And I just want to say, with Diamond, a lot of times you can look at what she posts on Twitter, what she posts on Instagram and her business, and you may feel like, this is the end result. Oh my God, she got it together. But, and I know she don't know, because we decided to freestyle today. We don't have paper. We don't have anything pre-written. We were like, okay, we're going to come to the table and we're going to come from the heart. Okay. So me, myself being her mother, you get to witness the mud. You get to witness the heavy parts, the long parts, the tears, the frustrations, the I'm going to give up, forget it. And so many things happen between college to this point to where we are today. And the reason why I'm bringing that up, because, you know, they're more than the pretty parts. And we just want to motivate you and let you know that you can do this. There's room for everyone. Your gifts are as big as your desires, and your desires can be your outcome if you keep pushing, if you keep going. You know, Diamond, I just want to say I'm super proud of you. I am so proud of you for not giving up, and also to tell everyone to get you a team.
Oh, yeah.
Get you some cheerleaders, get you some pushers, that when you're on your last leg and you can't do this anymore, that you know, you're thinking about giving up, or you've taken too many days off. You need those people that's going to call you and say, hey, listen, that idea you had, like, how's that going? How's that coming along? Like, where are we right now on that?
Accountability partners.
Those are the ones. Those are your ride or die. And everyone, I don't care if you just have one, you have to have someone that give you that push, to see more in you than you see in yourself. And so we've been very blessed and fortunate. I want you to tell them how you came up with your team.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is how you know that when something is meant to be, it will be. And when you do your part, God will do the rest, you know. So tell them about your team and how you put together your team so far.
Yeah. And that's a great segue, because I definitely want to say I didn't get here alone. I may have, you know, the spark was there and come up with your idea, but my mom was the first person I called of like, hey, what do you think about this? This is something that I'm thinking about. I feel like there's space in the market for this. Just accountability partners, thought partners. So it's necessary. It is quite necessary, because I would have quit if I didn't have anybody to keep me going or to make me feel like, why not you? So we all need that. So you have your team where it's like your internal, your real, real support team, which could be your family, your friends. But eventually I found my team. So it's so amazing what you can do in a year's time, honestly. So I was by myself at first in the sense of, okay, just
trying to wear all the hats.
And, you know, I would go on these websites and find someone to build the website, because some things, you know, I know how to stay in my lane, but I was like, okay, I'm going to need help with this. I would outsource for different things, spending so much money. But I really did not have a real team that worked with me on a consistent basis. And I remember looking at, I want to say it was Black Girls in Media. Shout out to Tasha Mack. I remember looking at her business model and how she was doing things on her page. And she had like contributors and a team. And I'm like, I always thought you had to have a lot of followers and be in a certain place for people to want to be a part of what you have going on and want to help you. Because at the time, we didn't have many followers. We were so new. But I knew that I was balancing my corporate job mixed with this. And I just knew that I can't go as fast as I really want to go. I can't do as much as I really want to do if it's just me and the way that I'm doing it currently at that time. So I put out an ad. I taught myself how to do Instagram ads. And I put out an ad just saying like, hey, we're looking for a social media contributor and blog contributors. I made it so clear on the form. This is not paid. I don't have the money to pay
this
you.
This is not paid. This is not paid.
I want to be super transparent. And you know what? It worked. It really worked. And I push that so much now. You don't know who's willing to help you, who's behind what door, and just being honest, transparent in yourself. And we were able to get some submissions. We interviewed some people. My mom helped me and we figured it out. We wanted a good fit, of course. And I was so fortunate, so blessed to find team members that are with me to this day. And they understood what they say, understood the assignment, like they knew the assignment and they knew that they could see the bigger picture. They want to be a part of Black Directory. Of course, it would be mutually beneficial, but they believed in what I had. And at the time, I didn't really have a website to show them. They really were going off of just my vision and what they could see. And they wanted to help me. So I was so that is definite. It's just amazing. Like some things you think will take longer to get, like, oh, it's going to take time for me to get a team and hire people. And I hear that so often with entrepreneurs. It's like, well, it's only me or it's by myself and how I'm going to do it. But you have to see what cards you have and play all your cards and just see, don't close a door before it's really closed. Like, just see what happens.
Yeah.
Cast the net is what I like to say. And just see what you catch and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I got lucky. I got really lucky. And but it's because I put myself out there. And when I asked, oh, how did you all find me? Oh, you did the ad. Because I cast the net and it was an ad, it found the right people that I was transparent. So they knew, you know, what I could do, what I couldn't do. And they decided to hop on that train and they've been on the train ever since. And the page, especially the social media, everything would not be where it is today to this magnitude and the way that it is, as fast as it has came together, the consistency, it would not be that way by myself, because I'm still juggling a lot with my responsibilities and I can't wear all the hats and be in all the places. So it is just amazing to get you a team. So you have your team and then you have your support team. Yes. So, and one person could be on both sides, but you have to have both. You need your team. You can do it you may have to start by yourself for sure, but you do want to look at how can I really expand my business and get a team.
That's right. That's right. Get you a Tiana. Yes. Anyway, oh my goodness. I'm just so like,
it's so amazing. And something else that you touched on that I wanted to go back to, it is so often to not want to do things or just be hesitant or paranoid or whatever you want to call it about other people doing what you're doing. I know you said that there's only one you, and it's so true. And I think about how many movies we have and movie producers and directors and writers. Technically, they're doing the same thing, or authors, like they're doing the same thing, but it's just their spin on it, their take, their perspective, their lens based on what's in their head and their upbringing and everything that makes them them.
Exactly.
And I had to get comfortable with that. And and everyone has to get comfortable with that. It's, many things aren't that new. Like it's not so new and you can be innovative, but that's just something that I wanted to just touch on and circle back to, is you have to move forward, because
that's right.
I was in that place where when you see someone doing something similar or they're farther along than you, you can really say like, what room is there for me at this table? Really? Mm-hmm. Why should I be here? I don't know how to code, or I don't have all these connections, or I haven't made revenue yet, or I don't have merch, or you could just go down this long list, but it's like, you have to figure out, you know, what makes you unique, and know that you're going to have your passion that shows up with you. And that's going to fuel everything that comes after. So for me, I knew that, okay, yes, one-stop shopping. We want to have these Black businesses in one place and make it easy for consumers, allies, whoever's looking for us to find us. So that was one end. Mm-hmm. But the other piece to it that was so important to me was the building a community for the entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So not just, hey, we're selling. Let's just get on this app and we're just gonna, you know, that's it. It's like, no, because many times with business owners, we may be the only people in our family that is walking that walk.
That's right.
Or in our friend group, or, you know, whatever group we're in, there may not be someone that can truly relate to you. And I wanted to aid that. I wanted to change that. How can we have a place where we can come together and share good news and create mentorship opportunities and more learning opportunities to figure out, how can I get a business bank account, or should I have a LLC or this or that? And just creating that space for us, So I just wanted to shed some light to that as well. It's not just about the external platform or the front facing, hey, we're, you know, find your business. So it's like, we have something for consumers to help you find what you're looking for. And then we have something for business owners where we can connect and grow as entrepreneurs in private or on in our own personal space. So yeah, I'm just super excited. Again, it's 1 year. It went by so fast, but I was able to accomplish way more than I thought in 1 year. Sometimes you think, oh, this would take 2 years, 3 years, or you just don't know where you will be in a year. Even this podcast, sometimes you plan for so many things, and I've learned throughout time to spread some things out. You don't have to launch everything at the same time, but I always knew that Black Directory would have an event component and it would have a podcast. Like, some things you just know, and it's our season. So I'm just so excited about what this year is going to look like for us.
Oh my goodness. You said so much. Just little crannies. I'm like, oh my God. Yes. The one thing that I wanted to tap into is, and you hit the nail on the head, is about the entrepreneurship side, the sharing, the space. And of course, Diamond knows this, but being a person that was self-employed about 20 plus years, at least, knowing that how difficult it can be. And the biggest part of it was sharing information, the crab mentality.
Crabs in a barrel.
And yeah, the crabs in a barrel mentality, and wanting to offer a space that you can ask those questions, where you can get help, where you can talk to other business owners, where we all have a common neutral goal, idea, just blessing the whole culture. And this will offer a safe space for business owners that they can grow. They can grow, they can be seen, they can learn, they can adjust with the times. A lot of times we have our older business owners who, you know, according to age, that never grew, or they've always been doing something this one particular way. Then we have this group over here that can say, hey, listen, I can help you and show you this. And then there's no shame here. There's no competition here. This is all about being under one umbrella, and let's be our best self. Let's put out the best businesses that we can put out. We often get bad images and bad feedback on our businesses, and we want to just get better as a whole, just get better. We shouldn't be at a level where we try to find a business and the face page is there and nothing else. We just want to be better. We want to learn more. And this is what Black Directory brings to the table. We're super excited because Diamond and I always talk about what's going to make us different. And I think the thing that's going to make us different is being authentic, being genuine, and wanting better and for the brand.
Yeah, nothing beats that. People can tell. People can really pick up on if something just doesn't seem genuine, if it seems not authentic. That's something that I've just learned. And you spend so much time, especially as an entrepreneur, you're trying to find your lane, trying to figure out what you like, your craft. And sometimes you're just trying things because you're seeing it. Like, we've all been there. And it really is a great feeling to find my landing spot. Not saying this is all that I'll ever do, but it's just like, oh, wow, this feels good to me. I feel naturally passionate about it. I don't feel like I can quit it and just throw it away and say whatever. And that's what it's all about in reality. And yeah, our goal is to create that safe space, because how else will we find it? Or many more people will quit what they're doing because they don't have it. So it's definitely essential. It is essential to what we're doing to create that space for entrepreneurs to connect and to grow and just network. The network, it really, it's crazy. In college, we heard that word so much and I was so tired of hearing it. And now I'm finally in a place where I see the value in it. That's what it takes. That's all we're doing. We're networking and we're meeting someone that we haven't met before. And that's something I'm excited about, is Black Directory growing into being a global brand, not just Houston, not just Texas, not just US, because it's endless. Whether it's in Europe or anywhere, it's always some Black business that needs visibility, that needs just to be put on the main stage, I would say. And it's just something that we can't not answer to anymore. And again, and it's not just about George Floyd. Like, this stuff, this has been important. I just think it's a little bit more trendy now, to be honest. It's a little bit more, everyone's talking about it and looking for it, but it's a good thing. So even if it is trendy, it doesn't make it any less important.
That's right.
And we have to keep going. We have to keep going, because if we don't create these spaces and these platforms, we're just wandering around lost. We're just wandering around like, well, I wanted to find a Black therapist, but I don't know where to go. So I'm just gonna, when we do have options,
we
fill up these spaces. It's just about, can people find you if you're the business owner? Can people find you? And if you're the consumer, where can I find these businesses? And we're just trying to fill in that gap. That's the goal. That is the mission at this point, is to connect others, connect people that are looking for each other, so we can grow as one.
Yes.
So we can grow. Yes. So yeah, this has been so fun. More podcasts to come. This is our introductory podcast episode. I knew that I wanted to do this with my mom. She is my biggest supporter. I can call her anytime, day or night, to talk about Black Directory and ideas. And she's just always there. And I'm just so excited for you all to see just what's in store. We will have co-hosts on this podcast, fun things, talking about real things, real conversations. We will, of course, interview amazing Black businesses, and we can really get a sense of who they are and just see what that Black entrepreneur experience really is, what it's like for them, because everyone's story is different. And I think this would just be the best platform for this, the best channel for this, just to hear those stories. And of course, we just hope that you're able to take something from this podcast. It's something that you can take with you that you can implement or share with others, learn. We're just so grateful. We're so grateful to be here and so excited. So thanks for listening to our episode here today. Yes. I would definitely have my mom back in the future. We're going to make some great content together, and I'm just so excited. I can't even put into words. And you can find us in the iOS Apple Store, the Google Android Play Store, under Black Directory. You can also follow us on all of our social media channels. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Black Directory. So be sure to give us a follow, share it with your friends. We love the support. We definitely appreciate it. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for spending some time with us. Enjoying the show? Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Interested in connecting with Black-owned businesses and joining the family? We got you covered. Download Black Directory in both the iOS and Android app stores. Until next time.